Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin daf Lamed Ches. We left off Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, well short of the bottom of the Amud. We left off right after the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Lea Shalom. Also by Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, his mother, Rachelea Bas Chaim Asher HaKoin, a survivor of the Holocaust, who lost her family, and with Henry's father, built generations of Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. Her neshama should have an aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for their sponsorship of the shiur. So yesterday we finished off with the Mishnah. We read about the situation where an Eved is captured and somebody redeems him. And then the question is the Eved after redemption, does the Eved go back into servitude, or does the Eved go free? And the Tanakhama and the Mishnah had said, well, it depends what intent the redeemers had. If the redeemers had intent to redeem the Eved and have the Eved go free, then the Eved goes free. If the redeemers had intent to keep the Eved captive, then the Eved stays captive. The question is, to whom? So we'll get to that in the Gemara. And then at the end of the Mishnah, we saw that Rabban Shimon of Gamaliel said that regardless of whether the redeemers had the intent to free the Eved or whether they had the intent that the Eved remain captive, the Eved always remains captive. And we're going to see why. What's the reason for Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's Takana in the Gemara? This is one of the Tikkun Olam Mishnayis, and therefore we're going to see that this Takana of Rabban Shimon Gamliel had a reason. We're going to see what the specific reason is. The entire daf basically is going to talk about the mechanics of the Mishnah, like how it works. Are we talking about before the first master had Yish? Yish is that he gives up all hope that his Eved is going to be found. Are we talking after the first master had Yish? Who is the Eved serving? Is he serving the first master? Is he serving the second master? And what's the reason for Rabban Shimon Gamliel's Takana? We're going to see two reasons in the Gemara. That discussion is going to take until the rest of Lamed Zayin and Mabez, most of Lamed Ches and Aleph. We're going to have some Maisim in the Gemara where the Gemara is going to tell us stories of situations where Avadim were captured, whether they were freed, what happened to them after they were freed. And then on Mabez, the Gemara is going to talk about the Isser of Li'olam Behem Tavodu, which is that you're not supposed to free an Eved Kenani. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says Li'olam Behem Tavodu. You have to keep them as a slave. We're going to see machlokas. Is that a reshus? Is that a mitzvah? Are there situations where you are allowed to free a slave, notwithstanding the Isser of Lo'olam Behem Tavodu? So a lot about the situation of an Eved and what happens to an Eved after an Eved is captured and then redeemed. So says the Gemara as follows. So b'may askinan, what sort of case are we talking about here? Again, we said that we're talking about a case where the Eved is captured, other Jews redeem him, and whether the Eved goes back into captivity or whether the Eved goes free depends on the intent of those Jews who redeemed him. Rabban Shimon of Gamliel argued and says that no, regardless, the Eved is going to go back into servitude. So says the Gemara B'mayaskino, what situation are we talking about? Ilam Lefnei Yish, if the first owner was never Miyayesh, he never gave up hope that his Eved was going to be found, then says the Gemara, L'shum ben Chorin amai lo yishtabed. Even if the intent of the redeemers was that he go free, why does the Eved go free? Hare, the Eved's first master never gave up hope that he was going to be captured. Ella la'achar, that he was going to be redeemed, rather, and therefore he never gave up ownership, and he should go back to the control of the first owner. So says the Gemara, you're right. Ella la'achar yeish. Therefore, we have to be talking about a situation where it's after yeish. But says the Gemara, then the Mishnah also said, L'shum Eved amai yishtabed. The Eved, the Mishnah said that if the redeemers redeem him L'shum Eved, then he goes back into servitude. But the question is why, if the first master already gave up hope? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye li'olam lefnei yish. Really, we're talking about a situation where it's kodem yish, where the first master has never given up hope yet that the Eved was going to be found. Ulashum Eved, therefore, if the redeemers redeem the Eved, l'shem Eved, then yishtabed the Rabba Rishon. Then he goes back to the servitude of the Rabba Rishon because the Rabba Rishon was never Miyayesh. L'shum ben Chorin, if, however, they redeemed him l'shum ben Chorin, then lo yishtabed, then he doesn't go back to servitude, lo l'Rabba Rishon, v'lo l'Rabba Sheni. He doesn't work either for the first master or for the second master. Why not? L'Rabba Sheni lo d'ha l'shum ben Chorin parke. That's an easy one. He doesn't work for the second Rav, for the second master, because the second master, remember, redeemed him with the intent that he go free. The Rav Rishon, Nami lo Dilma Mimani v'lo Parki. How come he doesn't go back to the Rav Rishon if there was never Yish? Because we're afraid that if the halacha were that if somebody redeems the Eved, he goes back and works for the first master, nobody's going to redeem the Eved. They're going to say, why in the world should I spend my own money to redeem the Eved if the end result is he's just going to go back into the servitude of the first master? So it's never going to happen. And that's why it's a takana that he goes free, that the Eved goes free. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who argued in our Mishnah, and says, no. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omar Benkach, Benkach Yishtabed. Again, we're talking about Lifnei Yeish, and therefore, regardless, he's going to go back and work for the first master. Why? He says simple, because the question that the Gemara, in other words, the rationale for the Tanakhama as expressed by the Gemara was that he can't go and work for the first master, because if he does, then the second guy is never going to redeem the Eved, because he's going to say, why am I going to spend my money to redeem the Eved if after all he's going to go back and work for the first master? Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and says, of course the people are still going to redeem the Eved because it's a mitzvah to redeem the Eved. He's going to go back and work for the first master. Okay, but still the people are going to want to do a mitzvah. So that is the first explanation of the Mishnah. That is Abaye's explanation. Now we have Rava's explanation. Rava Amar Liolam Nachar Yish. Really, we're talking about after Yish. L'shum Eved, and when the Mishnah says that if they redeem him, L'shum Eved, Yishtabi L'Rabo Sheni, it means that he works for the second master, not for the first master. The first master already had Yish. Therefore, he works for the second master. They redeemed him with the intent that he remain in Eved. L'shum Ben Chorin Lo Yishtabed, if the second guy's redeemed him, L'shum Ben Chorin, then he doesn't go back into servitude. Lo L'Rabo Rishon, V'lo L'Rabo Sheni. He doesn't work for either the Rabo Rishon or the Rabo Sheni. The Rabo Sheni Lo L'shum Ben Chorin. It's easy. He doesn't work for the Rabo Sheni because they redeemed him with the intent that he go free. He also doesn't go back and work for the Rabo Rishon because it's after year, so he doesn't have to work for anybody. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah said, Benkach Benkach Yishtabed. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Benkach Benkach Yishtabed, that regardless of the intent, he's going to work for the Rabbi Rishon. Why? Because of the reason of Chizkiyah. Damar Chizkiyah b'mnei ma Omer Benkach Benkach Yishtabed. Why is it that they said regardless he's going to go back and work for the first master? Shloye kol echad v'echad holich umapil atzmo legaisos umafkia atzmo biyad rabo. Because we're afraid that if the rule would be that if the Eved is captured and then redeemed, then he's going to go free. If the second master redeemed him with the intent that he go free and it's after Yeish, then every Eved is going to know this is an easy way for me to get out of servitude. I'm just going to make sure that I'm captured. I'm going to rely on somebody else to redeem me. I know that people are going to redeem me because it's a mitzvah to redeem Avadim. And then I'm going to be able to get out of the servitude. And so if you look in Tosfos over here, Tosfos Divrei Maskil Bein, Benkach Benkach Yishtabed Kitachizkia, so he says, Perish Bekontras Rabbi Rishon, and therefore he has to go back to the Rabbi Rishon, Mechema Gia Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam says as well. So the question is, if we're afraid that the Eved is just going to throw himself into, make himself susceptible to capture in order to get out of servitude, so all we need is that he serve somebody. The question that Tosfos is bothered by is, why does he have to go back and serve the Rabbi Rishon? Can he go and serve the Rabbi Sheni? So says Tosfos, it wouldn't be enough of a deterrent if he went to work for the Rabbi Sheni. Why? Because the Rabbi Sheni is not Kona the Eved with a full kinyan. In other words, the Rabbi Rishon, when the Eved is in the jurisdiction of the Rabbi Rishon, the Eved doesn't have any yad. He doesn't have the ability to be kone metzia. He doesn't have the ability to be kone amatana, because the second master is only, because the first master is kone the Eved rather entirely. The second master is only kone the Eved in the sense that he's kone as maisa yadayim. He's entitled to all of the labor that the slave produces, but he doesn't have a kinyan on his metzia. Nesia and on his Maisa Yadayin. And therefore, if he would go work for the Rabbi Sheni, because the Eved would benefit, it wouldn't be enough of a deterrent. Tosfos also says there's a lot more built up bad will with the Rabbi Rishon than the Rabbi Sheni, because he already has worked for the Rabbi Rishon for a very long time, and he knows that he hates him. And therefore, if he would go back, if the halacha were that he would work for the Rabbi Sheni after he's redeemed, he would still throw himself into captivity because he would want to get away from the first guy. Okay, so we saw the machlokas Abaye and Rava, how to interpret the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now as follows. Meisvei Amar Lemon Rav Shmuel Amliel. Rav Shmuel Amliel said as follows. Kishem shemitzvah liftos as b'nei choren, kach mitzvah liftos as havadim. That just like it's a mitzvah to redeem free people, so too it's a mitzvah to redeem slaves, and therefore, even if the halacha were that the slave would go back into servitude, still people would redeem him. Says the Gemara, Bishlam el Abaye, Damar Lefnei Yeish. I understand according to Abaye that we're talking about Lefnei Yeish, Hainu Dukamar Kishem. That's why we need Kishem. Because in other words, the halacha is, since it's before Yeish, he's going to go back and work for the first master, and therefore we have to say, oh, still people will redeem him. Don't worry, because it's a mitzvah. El Rava Damar Lacha Yeish. But according to Rava, who says that we're talking about after Yeish, Hai Kishem Mishum Dechizkiyahu, the reason that he goes back into servitude is not because, just like it's a mitzvah to redeem free people, so too it's a mitzvah to redeem slaves. We just saw, according to Rava, the reason that he goes back into servitude is to prevent Avadim from making themselves susceptible to captivity, to capture, so that they then shouldn't get the get-out-of-jail-free card. So Amar Lecha Rava, so says Rava as follows, Rabbi Shmuel Amliel lo hava yodam ay kamar Rabbanan. Rabbi Shmuel Amliel didn't know what the Rabbanan were saying, vachi kamar lehu. And this is what Rabbi Shmuel Amliel said. If you guys are talking about a situation of before Yeish, Hainu Kashem, then don't worry, the Eved could still go back into servitude. People will still redeem the Eved because there's a mitzvah to redeem an Eved. Ilach or Yeish Kamritu, and if you're talking about after Yeish, and therefore, minadin, he shouldn't go back to the first master. Still, he has to go back to the first master. Why? Because the chizkia. That's my takana, because like chizkia, I want to make sure that avadim don't purposely throw themselves into captivity. Says the Gemara now, four lines up from the bottom, Rava damar lachar yeyosh. And according to Rava, who says that we're dealing about a situation of achar yeyosh, ula rabo sheni, and Rava says that he doesn't work for the Rabbo Rishon, he works for the Rabbo Sheni, says the Gemara, Rabbo Sheni miman kanile. Who does the Rabbo Sheni acquire the Eved from that the Eved should work for the Rabbo Sheni? Says the Gemara, Mishaboy. Well, he acquires them from the captors who he buys the Eved from. Says the Gemara, Shaboy gufe mi kanile. How are the Shaboyim, how do the captors actually acquire the Eved? So it says the Gemara, in kanile the Masa Yadav. They can make a kinyan on the Masa Yadayim of the Eved, and that is the zchus that the Rabbo Sheni acquires from the captors. The Yomer Reish Lakesh, because Reish Lakesh is minayin lo v'kachavim shakona so v'kachavim l'masa yadav. How do we know that one guy can acquire another guy? And again, we're talking about an Eved Kanani. So the Eved, even though he has a halacha of a Jew, once he has the Milan Tfila, really he's considered to be a guy, legabe this halacha. How do we know that one guy can acquire another guy l'masa yadav for his masa yadayim? Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, v'gam b'bnei atoshavim agorim imachem, mehem tiknu, because it says in the pasuk, mehem tiknu. So atem kone mehem, that you can acquire from them, turning to lama chesam et aleph, vlohem kone mechem, they cannot be kone you. In other words, you could be kone a guy. A guy cannot acquire a Jew. Vlohem kone zemizeh, nor can they acquire from one another. So says the Gemara, really, they can't acquire from one another? Yachol lo yiknu zeh. I might think that they don't acquire one another. Says the Gemara, wait, time out. Yachol lo yiknu zeh. Ha'amrit lo em konim zeh mizeh. It's not a havamina. That's what the Gemara said. The halacha is that they can be kona one from the other. So they can be kona one from the other. Achi kamar. V'lo em konim zeh mizeh ligufo. That they cannot acquire a kinyan aguf in another guy. Yachol lo yiknu zeh zeh l'masa yadav. I might think, therefore, that they also cannot acquire a kinyan l'masa yadayim one from the other. Amrit kal v'chomer. So we say it's a kal v'chomer. Ovek kachav v'm Yisrael kone. So if an Oved Kochavim can be Kone a Kinyan Peros, in other words, a Kinyan Peros of Lamasi Yadayim from a Jew, then certainly Oved Kochavim Lo Kolshkein, certainly one guy should be able to be Kone a Kinyan Lamasi Yadayim in another guy. The reason that this is a Kal V'chomer is because what we had said previously was that a Jew always has more powers of kinyan in a goy than a goy has in a Jew. So it turns out that it's always harder to acquire a Jew than it is to a goy. Yet, if a goy can acquire a kinyan namasi adayim in a Jew, certainly if there's a kal v'chomer, he can acquire a kinyan namasi adayim in a goy as well. So says the Gemara, v'ema hani mili b'kaspa, aval b'chazak alo. But I might think that the only way the goy can be kone the kinyan in the Oved Kochavim is through kesef, is through a kinyan kesef. That had, but so just like, and says Rashi, just like the Oved Kochavim is kone a Yisrael with kesef, because the pasuk says bekesef miknaso, which is talking about an Eved Ivri who sold to an Oved Kochavim. So I might think also when you were talking about a kinyan of one goy and another goy, it also has to be with kesef aval bechazaka lo, but not with a chazaka. So what exactly is a chazaka? Usually when we refer to chazaka, we're talking about making a chazaka in property. So we're talking about actually working property. So what are we talking about over here? Says Rashi, yeah, what we're talking about is she'eved kanani niknebo. So where this is in the middle of the Rashi, dibra maskal b'chazaka, it says, hainu cheska shalavdos, that you act you act in a sense, in a manner of avdos, hilbisho, hinilo, herchitzo, that you have the eved do work for you, l'rabo, k'detanya b'isha niknes. So, nihidi Yisrael kani lei lova kachavim b'chazaka, the iska shavadim l'karkos. Now, a Jew, when he acquires a goy, can acquire a goy al yedei chazaka, because there is a hekesh between eved and karka. Just like a Jew can acquire karka b'chazaka, so too a Jew can acquire an eved b'chazaka. However, says Rashi, avol kachavim lo kani karka b'chazaka, ki Yisrael ala kol kinyana b'kesef. And Oved Kochavim can acquire karka through chazaka, because he can't acquire karka through chazaka, he also cannot acquire an eved through chazaka. So the only way the one goy can acquire the other goy, the kinyan, the ma'asi yadayim, is through kesef, not through chazaka. So says the Gemara, this is all the Havamina. I might think that the Oved Kochavim can acquire an Oved Kochavim only through kesef, not through chazaka. Samara Papa, Amon and Moav Tiaru Besichon. But it says in Pasuk that Amon and Moav, they acquire this land from Sichon. So we see that you actually can acquire land with Chazaka, and therefore, just like a guy can acquire land with Chazaka, so too the one guy can acquire the other guy also for the Masi Adayim with a Chazaka. Says the Gemara, Ashkhan ove kachavim. So I understand, so when you're talking about Amon and Moav acquiring land from Sichon, you were talking about one Goyish nation acquiring land from another Gentile nation. So we know that Gentile can acquire Gentile. How do I know that a Gentile can acquire a Jew? Legabi the Maase Adayim. So Ashkan ove kachavim Yisrael minola. And how do I know that a guy can acquire a Jew? Dichsiv, because it says v'yish mimenu shevi, that they acquired captives, and from the fact that it calls them their captives, from the fact that we're talking about the Jewish people who were captives of the Goyim, obviously the Goyim acquired them. And how do they acquire them? Says Rashi, they acquired them through Chazaka. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eved Shabarach Mibesa Asurim. If you have an Eved who escapes from jail, Yotze L'Cheiras, he goes free. V'lo od, Ela Shekopanes Rabba V'kosev Lo Get Shechver. Not only that, but we force his master to write him a get shichur. Why does he need a get shichur if he is already yotze lecheiros? Says Rashi, he needs the get shichur in order to be able to marry a Jewish woman, right? Because now that he's free, we want to make sure that he can actually get married and he could actually perpetuate generations. And the only way he could do that is if he can marry a Jewish woman, because he's already free, therefore cannot marry a shivcha. Therefore, we're going to force the master to write him a get shechrer. Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Liel Omer, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Yishtabed. Wait. If the Eved escapes from jail, then he goes free, and we're going to force him, and we're going to force the master to write to get shechru. I thought Rabbi Shmuel Amliel said that regardless of the situation, regardless of whether the second master redeemed the eved with the intent that the eved go free, or with the intent that the eved remain in servitude, nevertheless he remains in servitude. B'yamar Rabbi Rabbi Chana Rabbi Yochanan Kamokam Shoshana Rabbi Shmuel Amliel B'Mishnasenu Alacha Kamoso Chutz Mi'or Vitzidim V'Rayachrona. That wherever we have a takana of Rabbi Shmuel Amliel mentioned in the Mishnah, halacha is always like him, except for three cases in Shas. Arev is a case of a guarantor. Tzidon is a case of a get that was given in Tzidon, which we're going to see later in the Masechta. And Raya Achrona is a raya that a Baal Din tries to bring after a Gemar Din. But every single time that the Rabbi Shmuel Amliel is mentioned in the Mishnah, halacha is like him. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al Abaya. I understand, according to Abaya, Abaya was the first interpretation of our Mishnah that we saw in the beginning of today's shiur. Muki la lahai lifnei yeish ulahai laachar yeish. So very simple. So we apparently have a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel Amliel and Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says that an eved escapes from jail, he goes free. Rabbi Shmuel Amliel and our Mishnah said that regardless of what happens, the eved remains in servitude. So I know how to explain it. Rabbi Shmuel Amliel was talking about before Yeish, therefore he remains in servitude to the Rabbi Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about La'achar Yeish, therefore he doesn't go back to the Rabbi Rishon because the Rabbi Rishon already had Yeish, therefore he's going to go free. But according to Rava, who says that our Mishnah is talking about a situation of Achar Yeish, so La'achar Yeish, Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Rabbi Yochanan. And there's a kasha between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan, because on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan says an eved who escaped from jail goes free. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says that halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel Amliel, that the eved goes back into servitude. So which is it? Does he go free or does he go back into servitude? So I'm like, Rava, time am I. What's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel Amliel? Misham the Chizkia. The whole reason that Rabbi Shmuel Amliel says that the eved goes back into servitude is because we're afraid that if he would go free, every eved is just going to voluntarily submit himself to capture, so that then he's going to be able to go free once he's redeemed. We're not afraid that this guy is going to voluntarily submit himself to capture. Why? Because, so, Bareach Shani, Hachaluk Tola Moser Nafshe, Afilu Afel Nafshe Lagaisos, because this guy is willing to risk his life to escape from jail. So we certainly don't have to be afraid that he's going to voluntarily submit himself to capture in order to get out of working with his master. So there's no reason for the takana of Chizkia in this case. Says the Gemara now a couple of stories. So Amse de Mar Shmuel Ishtaboy. So the maidservant of Mar Shmuel was taken captive. Parku l'shem Amsa. They redeemed her l'shem Amma, l'shem Shifcha, that she should remain in servitude. V'shadru alei, and they sent her to Shmuel. So shalchu lei, so Shmuel said, anan k'ram shgum liel sfir alei. So they sent to him, we hold like Ram Shmuel liel, that benkach benkach yishtabed, and therefore we're sending her back to you. So at inami k'rabanan sfir alecha, anan l'shem Amasa parkina l'nei lei. And by the way, Shmuel, even if you hold like the Chachamim, you don't hold that benkach benkach yishtabed, we're telling you that we redeemed her l'shem eved, and therefore we're sending her back to you. So says the Gemara, say inu suffer l'fnei yeish havi. The reason that they sent the Amma back to Shmuel was because they thought he didn't have yeish, and therefore they thought that she should go back and work for him. V'loi la'achar yeish havi, but really it's not so. It was really la'achar yeish. U'Shmuel lomi boi d'shtabude l'mishtabid ba, and Shmuel, therefore, because he already had yeish, therefore, and because he paskin like the Chachamim, not only did he not subject her to servitude, elagita techerusa nami lo etzrucha, he also didn't require a get cheres. Why? A get shechrer. Shmuel etamei, diamar Shmuel amafker avdi yasal cheres vein sarach get shechrer. Because Shmuel said, if a person is mafker his eved, then the eved goes free and does not require a get shechrer. Because Shmuel says that once the kinyan mamon of the master is severed, the Kinyan Isser, which is what the Get Shichur is required to undo, the Kinyan Isser is just Paka Memela. Once the Kinyan Mamon goes away, the Kinyan Isser goes away Memela as well. So how do I know this? Says the Gemara, Shenemar V'chol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef Eved Ish below Eved Isha. Why does it say Eved Ish? It's only talking about the slave owned by a man and not a slave owned by a woman. Ela Eved Sheyesh La Rishus La Rabo Alav Kari Eved Shein Lecha Rishus La Rabo Alav Ein Kari Eved. Because fundamentally, an Eved Eved is only called an Eved when the master retains the Kinyan Mammon over the Eved. When the master loses the Kinyan Mammon over the Eved, the Kinyan Isser, the status of the Eved as an Eved, goes away Memela, because the Kinyan Isser goes away Memela with the Kinyan Mammon. Another story that the Gemara tells, Amsei de Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra Ishtaboy, the maidservant of Rabbi Abba Bar Zutra was taken captive, Parka Awu Tarmuda Lashum Itza, and a Tarmudian person, a guy redeemed her Lashem a wife, in order for her to be a wife to him. Shalchule Lididei, the Rabbanan sent to Rabbi Abba, Eos of this, if you want to do right by your maidservant, then Shadar Lodich Gita de Cherusa, you'll send her a Shtar Shechur, you send her a Get Cheres. So says the Gemara, well, hey Chidami, so why exactly did the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Abba that he should send her a Get Cheres? Idemasi Parkale, if the Rabbanan were able to take up a collection and they were able to redeem this Shivcha, so Lomali Gita de Cherusa, why do we need to get Cheres? Elod Lomasi Parkale, if they couldn't take up a collection, then Kishadar get to the Cherusa Mayave. What good is it that he sends her a get Cherus? They didn't have the money to redeem her from captivity anyway. Says the Gemara, Leolam de Matsi Parkila. No, they did have the money to redeem her. The Kivan de Meshader la Gita de Cherusa Chavure Mechperia Dadi Uparkila. And they had the money available, but they needed some inspiration to rally people to want a redeemer. How were they able to rally people around the cause to want a redeemer? By having Rabbi Abba sent her a get cheres. Really, another answer is that they didn't have the money to redeem her. And because Rabbi Abba would send her a get cheres, the Tarmudian person who wanted to take her for a wife would become very embarrassed that she was an Eved, and therefore he would allow the other people to redeem her for a small sum of money. Says the Gemara, really? He would be so turned off because everybody knows that this woman is an Eved of a Jew? I thought that the Goyim covet the behemos of Klal Yisrael more than their own wives. They're not embarrassed that they have somebody who belonged to a Jew. Hani mili bitzina. Says the Gemara, well, that's only bitzina. Yeah, in private, they covet the behemos of the Bnei Yisrael more than their wives. Aval b'faresia zilu b'milsa. But certainly, if it's publicized, it's going to be an embarrassment. Another story. There was an maidservant in Pumbedisa, Davi koim avde ba'inish isura, that people were behaving in a frivolous manner with her. Samra baya, I love the Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Kamashachra Avdo over Base, were not for the fact that in connection with freeing an Eved, you're over in an Ase, have a Kaifinale Lamara, I would force the master of this shivcha to redeem her so that people stop acting in a minig hefker with her. V'chsivlo gita decherusa, I would force him to write her a get cheres. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, wait, kia moda Rav Yehuda mishamilsa di isura. But Rav Yehuda's moda that because they were violating an isser with her, you should free her. Vavai misham isura lo, and Abaya doesn't worry about the fact that they were performing isurim with her. Amar Rav Chanina bar Katina, Amar Rav Yitzchak, maisa bishacha shechatsi shefach vachatsi beascharin. There was a maisa with a certain maidservant who was a chatsi shefcha vachatsi, who was a chatsi shefcha vachatsi beascharin, and turning to Lama Chesem Abayz, Vakafu as Rabba Vasob and Chorin. And they forced the master to free the rest of the Shivcha. Why? Because Rashi says that when she was in the Chatzi Shivcha v'Chatzi Bas Chorin state, she was in a state of limbo. She wasn't able to marry a Jew. She wasn't able to marry an Eved. Therefore, she was stam sitting around being frivolous, and therefore we forced him to redeem her. And the reason was because people were violating Yisurim with her. Says the Gemara, So the raya that the Gemara is trying to bring is from the fact that he freed the chatzi shifcha b'chatzi bas cholin. Also, he should free the straight up shifcha because people were violating isurim with her. Says the Gemara, Hachi Ashta, but is that really a comparison? Hasam lola eved chazia v'lola ben chorin chazia. The reason, look in Rashi, the reason that we had to free the chatzi shifcha v'chatzi bas chorin is because there was nobody she could have a permitted relationship with. She couldn't have a permitted relationship with an eved because she was a chatzi bas chorin. She couldn't have a permitted relationship with a ben chorin because she was a chatzi shifcha. So she was stuck. stuck. However, however, over here, the reason that you shouldn't necessarily free the shivcha simply because people are conducting themselves in a meg hefker with her, there's an easier approach. Rather than violate the issur and free the eved, marry the shivcha to an eved, and then it's going to be okay because she's now going to be in a relationship with an eved, and therefore nobody else is going to be able to conduct themselves in a minig hefker with her. Says the Gemara now, Vayter Gufa, five lines down from the top. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kala Mashachra Avdo over Baasei. Anybody who freezes eved is over on an Isser Asei. Shenemar li olam ba'em tavodu. It says that you always have to keep these avodim in servitude. Meisve, frak the Gemara, that there was a Meisav Rebbe Eliezer, shenichlans lebeis haknesses, v'lo motza asara, that he went to shul, there wasn't a minion, v'shichra avdo v'shlima la'asara, and he therefore freed his slaves, that the slave could count towards the minion. So if you're going to tell me that there's an isra of le'olam mem tavodu, it's asur to free a slave, how was it that Rebbe Eliezer freed the slave? Says the Gemara, mitzvah shiny, that a mitzvah is different. So the Rishonim are very excited about this, the fact that a mitzvah is different. So first of all, this would appear to be a mitzvah above Avera, because it's usher to free a slave. So if you free the slave in order to make the minion, isn't this a mitzvah above Avera? And the Rishonim answer, yes, but it's a mitzvah derabim. So because it's a mitzvah derabim, because of the freed slave, everybody's able to daven with the minion, it's a bigger mitzvah, and therefore they were able to free the slave, even though in a technical sense it may have been a mitzvah haba va'avera. The question that the Rosh asks is, how is it that they were able to violate an Isser Doraisa of Liolam Mem Tavodu in order to daven with a minion when Tefillah B'Tzibur is only a mitzvah midrabanan? So if you want to tell me that they violated the Isser Doraisa to be Mekayim a mitzvah Doraisa, okay. But over here, they violated an Isser Doraisa in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah derabanan. What's going on? So says the Rosh, in a Chinami, it's a mitzvah derabanan, but it's a mitzvah derabim derabanan. It's a mitzvah for rabim derabanan, and therefore they were permitted to do that. The Ramban says that really there was no Isra at all. The reason for the Isra say of Lola Mem Tavodu is because of Lo Sechanim, because you're not supposed to give an Eved, you're not supposed to give a Goy, rather a Matnas Chinam. But Lo Sechanim means that you're not supposed to do something nice to them in order to curry favor with them. Here it's clear that he was freeing the Eved not to curry favor, but because he needed a minion, and therefore there was no Isser of Liolam Bam Tavodu. There are other Rishonim who say that, who says that this was for a mitzvah midrabanan? Maybe it was because it was for mitzvah deraisa, because they had to read Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar is a Kriyas HaTorah midaraisa. Therefore, they were over on the Isser deraisa in order to perform the mitzvah deraisa of reading Parsha Zohar with a minion. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter at the two dots. A little bit more on Liolam Bem Tavodu. Turn around on Liolam Bem Tavodu Rishus. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael doesn't hold that this is a mitzvah altogether. He holds it's a Rishus. Olam Bem Tavodu. You are permitted to keep the Eved in your possession forever. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chover. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Vidilma Rabbi Lazar Sover, Kamandi Amar Rishus. So there's no kasha, but the story was that Rabbi Lazar came to shul, there was no minion, so he freed a slave. How can you free a slave and violate the Isser of Lola Mem Tavodu? He holds that it's a Rishos. Maybe he doesn't hold it's a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Lo Sal Kadaitach, the Tanya Behed, Rabbi Lazar Omer Chover. No, because the problem is that Rabbi Eliezer specifically weighed in on this machlokas, and he said Chova, that Liola Mem Tavodu is in fact a Chiyav, it is not a Rishos. So says the Gemara, now an interesting story. So Amar Rabba, Bahani Tlas Mile, for these three reasons, Nachti Bale Batim Minichseyon, the people lose their wealth. One is the Mafki Avdayu L'Cheiras, they release their slaves for Cheiras, that's why this Maimer is brought down here, because we're talking about releasing slaves. Udesairi Nechsayu B'Shabata, and those who inspect their fields on Shabbos. And even though there's no real Isser Midaraisa to inspect your field, this is a violation of Mimso Chepsecha V'daber Davar, and therefore there's an Isser Midrabanan in doing this on Shabbos. Udechaboy Suda Sayu B'Shabbata, and those who were Koveya, they're Suda on Shabbos. What's the problem with being Kaveya Sud on Shabbos? I thought you were supposed to have Sud on Shabbos. So Rashi says, they were Kaveya, they're Suda at the time when the Rav was giving Shir on Shabbos. So it used to be people used to work in the field during the day. Nobody had time to learn at all during the week. And therefore, on Shabbos was the only day that people had time to learn. And therefore, the Rav would darshan on Shabbos. These people made their Shabbos meal, Davka, at the time when the Rav was darshaning. The Kaboy Sudaso Bashaba Bidam Be Midrasha, when the Rav was darshaning. And that's why these people lost their Nechasim. The Yomar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, says Rav Chiya Bar Abba, in the name of Rav Yochanan, Shtei Mishpachas Hayi B'Yerushalayim, there were two families in Yerushalayim, Echad Kava Suda B'Shabata, one was Kaveya, their Suda on Shabbos at the time of the Shir, V'Echad Kava Sudaso B'Erev Shabbos, the other was Kaveya, their Suda on Erev Shabbos, V'Shteyem Nekru, and they both lost their possessions. What's the issue with being Kaveya the Sudan Erev Shabbos? So Rashi has two interpretations. One is that when we say Erev Shabbos, we actually mean Friday night. What's the problem? Everybody has a nice Suda Friday night. So the truth is yes, however, Kavod Yom Adif. Kavod Yom is stronger than Kavod Laila, and therefore the nicest meal should have been saved for Shabbos lunch, not Friday night. That seems a little bit harsh, right? Because they were fulfilling a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, but they didn't have the nicest meal. They didn't have the nicest meal Shabbos lunch. So Rashi says another interpretation was, no, it's not that they ate their nice meal Friday night. It's that they literally ate their meal on Friday before Shabbos started. So when they went into Shabbos, they weren't at all hungry. That's the problem, because you're supposed to go into Shabbos, they were supposed to go into Shabbos hungry. Turns out, also Rashi says, that according to the first pshat, that they ate their meal Friday night, the reason they ate their big meal Friday night was because they wanted to go to the shir. But even though their intentions were good, still they should have made the nicer meal on Shabbos afternoon. Says the Gemara Vayter about halfway down. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav. Hamaktish avdo yatzal acheras. If a person is maktish his eved, he gives his eved over to hektish, the eved goes free. My time out. Why? Gufe lo kodesh. Because you can't be maktish and eved kedushas aguf. Why? Because kedushas aguf, there are two types. Kedushas mizbeach, kedushas betta kabayas. Eved is not fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, nor is an Eved fit to be incorporated into the binyan of the Mikdash. L'dami lo kamar. He didn't say he was being maktish the Dmeya Eved. Therefore, d'lohevi am kadosh kamar. We have to reinterpret his words when he says ha-maktish avdo. Maybe he doesn't mean lahektish. He means that he wants the Eved to become part of am kadosh. He wants the Eved to become part of Klal Yisrael, meaning he is freeing the Eved. Rav Yosef amar Rav, and Rav Yosef says in the name of Rav, mafkir avdo yatzal lecheres, that one who declares his slave ownerless goes free. So Mandi Amar Maktish, according to the Mandi Amar, it says that a Maktish of the Yosel Cheiros, Kol Shnei Mafkir, certainly if you relinquish ownership of your Eved, he's going to go free. But Mandi Amar Mafkir, the Mandi Amar says that a Mafkir of the Yosel Cheiros, of a Maktish Lo, Dilma Lo Dome Kamar. Maktish of those, not Yosel Cheiros, because maybe he intended that he give the value of the Eved Tactish, even though he never said the dummy, maybe that's what he intended. Yiboilu, tzorach et shichur lo tzorach. Does he require a get shichur or not? So Tashma, the Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and Amar Rav, Echazev, Echazev, Yatzal Cheiriz, Vitzorach et shichur. They both require a get shichur. Amar Rabba, umozvina nashmaitzen. And we ask a kash on the following brisa. Hamaktish nechasav. If a person is maktish, all of his nechasim, vayibem avadim, and included in his nechasim are avadim, ein agizbarim rasham lotziyam lecheres, the gizbarim are not allowed to release the avadim to freedom. Aval mochrenos ala acherim, they could sell the avadim to others, vacherim atziyam osam lecheres, and other people can free the slave. Why can't the gizbarim free the slave? Because the gizbar only has a kinyan mammon, not a kinyan aguf. Rebbe Omar, Omar Ani, Rebbe says, using his calling card language, Omar Ani, I say, afu no sentime asma v'yosvam neshu kamokrolo, that the slave can also redeem himself, because just like somebody else could buy the slave from the gizbar, so too the slave could buy himself from the gizbar. So over here we see that a maktish avdo is lo yatzal lecheres. Says the Gemara, Mesisan karamis aleh de Rav Tanu hu apalig. Rav argues on this brisa, not a problem. Tashma, now we have another brisa. Ach kol cherem, it says ach kol cherem, so we're talking about cherem as lashon of hektish. Me adam elu avodav vishav chosav hakananim. We're talking about avodim vishav chosav hakananim. So we're talking about avodim So says the Gemara, Hacha b'may yaskinan diyamar l'dami. But I thought that a makdish avda is yatzal l'cheiris. How could you talk about avadim or akdish? We're talking about whether it was makdish, their damim, only the monetary value. So iachi idach nami damar le l'dami. Maybe all these cases are talking about where it was makdish, the dmei eved. So iachi ina gazmarim rasham lotzian l'cheiris gazmarim maya vidatayi. But he was only makdish, the dmei eved. Why did the gazbarim have possession of the eved at all? All the Gezborim have is the value of the Eved that the master sent. V'su, avol mokrinos on l'acherim, v'acherim atziyanos on l'acheris, acherim ma'evedetayu. Why are other people in the picture? V'su, Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, afu nosan d'mei asvav yosef v'neishu k'shamokrolo, v'ilu d'mei ma'im v'neishu k'mokrolo. And if we're talking about a situation where only the d'mei Eved was hektish, why are we talking about the Eved? Why are we talking about the Eved buying himself or other people buying the Eved? The Eved himself is not ever subject to hektish. It's only the value. Therefore, we obviously cannot interpret these prices as talking about where he was makdash ladami. Therefore, we have to touch up these prices where the actual gufa Eved was consecrated. So we see that you can consecrate the gufa Eved, and that doesn't, according to this Mandiyamar, cause the Eved to go free automatically. So we're going to continue with this discussion tomorrow. The rabbi is back. He is going to be giving tomorrow. She'll start from Toshma, hopefully, or maybe he'll start from earlier. I don't know where he ended last night. Two lines up from the bottom. I am back Sunday. Everybody have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.